second year at Carl Sandburg. I take it here, year number two, hopefully it's been good. It's probably been a lot smoother here in year number two than maybe that freshman year. What, hasn't it so far?
Yes, sir. I am part of the starting five this year, and it's been pretty smooth. We only have three sophomores this year, and the rest are freshmen. So we kind of struggled at the beginning of the year just getting to learn to play with each other, because everyone's from a different state this year. As in last year, everyone had played together before. So that was kind of hard to get over, but still, we're still getting wins. And I mean, our season's going pretty good. We came back from break on a hard game and lost our first game back, but we have three good games this week, and I think we can get three wins this week.
Yeah, 10 games won before the Christmas break. That's not bad at all, is it?
No, it's not. I like where we're saying that.
And you mentioned your minutes, get a little more playing time, of course, being a starter this year. That's been kind of nice, hasn't it?
Being able to lead a team again and just kind of taking that leadership role like I once did in Oberlin as well.
Did you have a chance to come home at all over Christmas break?
Yes, I did come back for a few days, for about 5 days. Then I had to come back and practice. We didn't get New Year's off or anything, so I had to be back pretty early. But it was nice being able to come back for a couple days.
You mentioned you played Rock Valley College, and I know the score wasn't the greatest in the world. Is that probably one of the tougher teams you've had a chance to see in your schedule so far?
Yes. We've actually played them once before, too, and we only lost by, I'm pretty sure it was less than 10 points. But we had a few girls hurt. Our starting point guard was out, and then also a starting guard got hurt. Both of them got hurt during the game, so it was just a hard game coming back, too, and they're getting healed up, and hopefully we'll have them back for some games this week.
Okay, I'd mentioned our Coach Fernandi and I had text a little bit and just seeing how things were going, and he mentioned, yeah, there's been a couple of injuries, and you had to kind of deal with that a little bit.
Yes, we didn't really have any injuries in the first half of the season, so I'm hoping that some of the other freshmen can kind of step up and see what their full potential is and see how they can have a role on this team too.
Do you feel like, personally, yourself on the court, hey, shooting-wise, playing your defensive work, all your game all together has really improved from your freshman year down to your sophomore year?
Yes, I definitely think defense has definitely taken a notch up for me, and I think that's, changed for me over the years, because in high school, I was more of an offensive player, and, transitioning over to college basketball, I've been more of a defensive player.
What do you think, personally, individually, your best game's been this year so far?
I don't know. There's been probably DuPage. That was our game right before Christmas break. They were crazy team. They were really good, very physical. They got every rebound. But, we are nationally ranked in rebounding, offensive rebounding, rebound margin, and just rebounding in general. So I think that was my best game because defense really mattered, and I had over 10 rebounds.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So not a bad game. You had some steals and points as well. So that was an overall good game for you, wasn't it?
Yes.
Busy schedule coming up. Have you guys started? You guys haven't started class yet, have you?
We start tomorrow.
So you're on your way. You bet. You got to juggle those classes and play games and practice. Here we go again, huh?
Yes. Doing all over again.
You feel like your classes, academically, everything's going pretty well?
Yeah, it's been pretty easy. You get a lot of help here. So, and Fernetti requires us to get 3 hours of study hall every week, which I think is a great thing because it gives us all the time to actually have to sit down and do our homework. So I think that's good, and that's really helped me get through college on a good first step.
Got some big games coming up, kind of your schedule is kind of away, then home, away, then home, away, kind of that pattern throughout the month of January. Any certain team you're looking forward to, all of them, any certain team you're really looking forward to playing coming up in your January schedule?
I'm really looking forward to playing Blackhawk. I don't know if you've heard Frenetti talk about it, but he doesn't even say the name of Blackhawk. He says the team up north, because that's how much he doesn't like the team. So I'm really excited. I love when Frenetti's energy gets even higher than you think it can even get. And so I think that game will be very fun and interesting and put our team to a test, too.
I take it you're playing a home and home still with that team. I take it you had some battles with them last year?
Yes. Yep, we actually beat them. We usually only play them twice a year, and we actually walked away with two wins from them last year. And so I know they're going to be coming back looking for revenge. So I think we just need to hold our own and just play our game, and I think we will be fine.
Well, I'm sure practices since Wednesday, or since the Tuesday game, have been maybe a little intense. Nobody was happy about that Rock Valley College game, and you don't want it to happen again anytime soon, do you?
Yes, they were pretty intense, but he was understanding, and he kind of took it light on us the first day back because we ended with some injuries. So actually, we've just been more doing kind of more contact stuff and just getting us back into the physical side of things.
So again, year number two has gone well. No regrets at all. That Carl Sandburg's been a great school for you.
Yes, I don't think I would rather play basketball anywhere else or for anyone else. It's been a great experience.